John Fung used to say there are three steps to the meditation or concentration. First is learning to do it, getting your mind centered. And the second is learning to maintain it. The third is putting it to use. The maintaining is the hard part. All too often it's like it's something we have in our laps as we're sitting here, and as soon as we get up, it falls on the floor. You get the mind centered not just as a way of resting, but you want to get it centered so you can carry it into your life, so you can see your life from a new perspective, from this perspective of a settled mind. Because all too often the events of our lives we see in the context of what we like, what we don't like, what our emotions are. And so something black may look white, and something white may look black, and things get all turned around because of the filter we have in our everything that comes into the mind and everything that comes out of the mind. So we're trying to take those distorting filters down so you can see things from a calm perspective. And that way you get a better sense of what's important, what's not important, what's worth putting a lot of energy into and what's worth just putting aside. So as you get up from the meditation, try to maintain a sense of being centered. Find one spot in the body that you say, okay, this is my spot. And see if you can keep your attention there as you go through the day. Notice when that spot begins to tense up, when it gets constricted, and see if you can relax it. So at the very least, in that one spot, the breath energy is flowing smoothly all the time. And it's good to find a spot that's sensitive. Because if you can take care of your sensitive spots, then that takes care of a lot around the rest of the body. It's like you get in touch with that one spot, and you begin to realize it connects with a lot of other sensitive spots. You've got this one relaxed, the relaxation spreads. And see how you can... Well, you can keep that going as you go through the day. And notice what knocks you off center. What voices in the mind, what events outside. It's usually the voices in the mind. Things outside don't have to startle you away from your spot. So watch out for the voices inside, because they'll tell you all kinds of things. They've got lots of clever thoughts and lots of interesting thoughts and lots of thoughts worth worrying about, whatever. You say, no, I don't need that. I want to make sure my center is still and open. And if you can learn how to maintain that as you go through the day, then you find that you really can put the concentration to use to pull you out of a lot of issues that otherwise may have sucked you in. So remember those three steps: doing, maintaining, and then using. If you work on the maintaining, then the using becomes a lot easier. Because after all, this is a path. It's leading someplace. We're not doing the concentration for its own sake. And it's the way we can use it that really counts. But to get the best use out of it, you've got to learn how to maintain it.